You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Syracuse Common Council Tuesday evening reignited the debate over what to do with I-81 through the city, because Councillor Joe Driscoll says the topic is so important.
When this meeting was announced, the overwhelming feedback was, haven't we had this discussion enough? I've heard about this on and on to death, and my response would be, no, we haven't. This is the most important decision to affect this region for probably 50 to 100 years, and I think it's worth a couple more discussions.
Driscoll says turnover on the council prompted the meeting. He says current members want to pass an updated resolution asking the state to include certain information in its long-delayed environmental impact statement on the replacement options. Those from the various sides of the debate were invited to council chambers, and dozens packed into the chambers to hear familiar arguments. Barry Lentz is with the Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse and is a proponent of the community grid option. He understands the regional impact of the project, but
it is wildly illogical to suggest that the needs and interests of somebody living in Watertown or Oswego or Auburn or Lafayette are the same as the needs and interests of somebody living in Syracuse next to the viaduct. That speaks to the question of how DOT is going to evaluate the different criteria and whether or not there will be weight applied to the differential interests of communities based on where they are and what their relationship is to the viaduct.
Others like Joe Bright expressed deep concern about the impact on his family's furniture store, Duncan Bright, if the viaduct is removed in favor of the grid. Right now, traffic flowing over the viaduct from the north can exit one block from the store's front door.
This would be a disaster for Duncan Bright, but I use it as an example of what would happen more generally to any Southside business. We can be confident that a certain percentage of residents of Syracuse will no longer come to visit Southside businesses. That's an unfortunate reality for a neighborhood that has historically struggled to maintain healthy businesses.
Walsh administration officials were on hand to defend the mayor's case for a community grid. Director of Mayoral Initiatives Greg Lowe says the economic development of 10 city blocks has been a missed opportunity for the past 50 years.
It's time to unlock the revenue-generating potential of the land in the shadow of the viaduct and use it to create revenue and jobs that will benefit not just the city, but the entire region. The viaduct today is overshadowing assets that can generate hundreds of millions of dollars of economic activity in our region.
At the same time, fellow grid supporters express concern that the state could just decide to keep the land and not turn it over to the city, as it has with other projects. An environmental impact statement might not come until next year. Until then, the debate is likely to continue. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.